The X-Shooter, Alma sample of quasars in the epoch of Ryanization. 2. Black hole masses, Eddington ratios, and the formation of the first quasars by Emmanuel Paolo Farina et al. We present measurements of black hole masses and Eddington ratios for a sample of 38 bright, M14506. Combined with deep ALMA observations of the, CII, 158 line from the quasar host galaxies and VLT, MUSE investigations of the extended Lie alpha halos, this study provides fundamental clues to models of the formation and growth of the first massive galaxies and black holes. Compared to local scaling relations, Z greater than 5.7 black holes appear to be overmassive with respect to their host galaxies, and their accretion properties do not change with host galaxy morphology. Under the assumption that the kinematics of the T10 to the power of 4K gas, traced by the extended Lie alpha halos, are dominated by the gravitational potential of the dark matter halo, we report a similar relation between the black hole mass and circular velocity to the one reported for Z0 galaxies. These results paint a picture where the first supermassive black holes reside in massive halos at Z greater than 6 and lead the first stages of galaxy formation by rapidly growing in mass with a duty cycle of order unity. However, this duty cycle needs to drastically drop towards lower redshifts, while the host galaxies continue forming stars at a rate of hundreds of solar masses per year, sustained by the large reservoirs of cool gas surrounding them. This was the X-Shooter, ALMA sample of quasars in the epoch of Ryanization. 2. Black hole masses, Eddington ratios, and the formation of the first quasars by Emmanuel Paolo Farina et al.